I got an interesting email from a WXPR listener last week. Cheryl writes, "We've noticed three sick sparrows on three separate occasions in the last few weeks, one of which died after acting erratically and flying short distances near my dog and myself. I have feeders in my yard, feed almost exclusively black sunflower seeds, and try to keep the feeders clean. However, there is an accumulation of hulls beneath the feeders. Yesterday, my Springer Spaniel was diagnosed with the early stages of blastomycosis. You may know that northern Wisconsin is a significant epicenter of this disease, acquired by both dogs and humans. An acquaintance of my husband told him she heard that seed under feeders could harbor blastomycosis, a fungal organism which resides in soil. The hulls become a source of organic material which allows growth of the fungus if present." Cheryl continues, "There may be no connection between the hulls, the sick birds, and my dog's diagnosis, but I'm hoping you can shed a little light on whether blastomycosis may be found in higher incidence under feeders where material accumulates, and whether any bird has ever been found to be infected with blastomycosis. At the moment, my husband is ready to pitch all the feeders." After receiving Cheryl's email, I wasn't sure what to say. I don't have a lot of background in diseases, so I posed the question to the Bird Chat listserv. Within minutes, a veterinary pathologist wrote back, quote, "Blastomycosis is a disease that birds most certainly do get, in particular raptors and waterfowl, although other birds are susceptible. In fact, most species of animals are susceptible. It is passed on in droppings, although animals acquire it by inhaling spores, and there is no cure, although treatments can prevent relapse in humans, too. Lungs are the site of predilection. I'd say move the feeders and clean up the seeds from the ground. Certainly don't let the seeds and droppings get dry when spores might be released. But if it is endemic in your part of the world, as you say, then the birds and your dog could have gotten it anywhere." End quote. For most of us, bird feeding is a simple pleasure and one that shouldn't require a lot of work. Unfortunately, to ensure that feeding birds is genuinely helpful, not harmful to them, we do have some major responsibilities. When feeders get gunky, scrub them with soap using a wire brush and then soak them in a 10% bleach solution and allow them to dry completely. And equally important, rake up beneath the feeders fairly frequently while the seeds are wet to minimize the number of spores released as you work. Deposit the raked up matter in a compost bin that is well screened to exclude birds from feeding there. Sunflower seed shells contain a plant growth inhibitor, so Minnesota DNR non-game wildlife program director Carol Henderson recommends not placing raked up hulls on compost piles which will be used on gardens. On the other hand, compost from these may help keep weeds at bay when placed between garden rows. Just keep it in a compost bin separate from your garden compost. Sadly, we're going to be hearing more and more about disease outbreaks at our latitude because of our climate's warming trends. We all need to be vigilant about pet waste and bird feeders and standing water where mosquitoes can breed if we're going to protect the health of ourselves and our precious pets and wildlife. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.